time to bring to you today's message by Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. May God bless you as you listen.
Loved us
and
took stripes so that we can be healed. He loved us that he became poor so we can become rich. He loved us so that he has gone to prepare mansions for us in heaven. He loved us so much that he said all our needs will be met. That he will provide for all our needs in full according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Bless his holy name. Thank you. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, my Lord. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your love. Glory to you. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Everlasting Father, the one who has no beginning, who has no ending, the I am that I am, the one who never grows old, the one who brought something out of nothing, the one who brought water out of rock, Jehovah El Shaddai, the God who is more than enough. We bless your holy name. Accept our worship this morning in Jesus' name. Your children are here once again, Lord, to have an encounter with you. Visit us today in Jesus' name. Let this month be an extraordinarily glorious month in Jesus' name. Let all our needs be met. And let your name be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Let someone shout hallelujah. There are degrees of prosperity as we have already learned. There are those who are poor. There are those who are comfortable. There are those who are rich. There are those who are wealthy. And then there are those who are flourishing. Those who are flourishing are those who lend to nations. They're the ones who can say, my cup runneth over. But there are other ways, five ways, we could still classify these same categories of people. There are those who are in debt. They are in the hole. They are not just on the surface. And then there are those who have not enough. They are not owing, but they don't have enough. And then there are those who have just enough. And then there are those who have abundance. And there are those who have super abundance.
A rí àwọn tó wá ní lọ́pọ̀lọ́pọ̀.
Those whose cup runs over.
Àwọn tí ago wọn kún àkùnwọ́ sílẹ̀.
You either call them the flourishing.
Bóyá o lè pè wọ́n ní àwọn tó ń gbilẹ̀ tó ń gbáyìn.
Or those who have super abundance.
Àbí àwọn tí wọ́n ní lọ́pọ̀lọ́pọ̀.
Whatever way you want to call them.
Ọ̀nàkọ́nà tó bẹ́ bí gbà ẹ́ pè wọ́n.
There is somebody here today.
Ẹnìkan wà ń bí lónìí yìí.
Before this year runs over.
Kí ọdún yìí kó tó lọ sí òpin.
You will be classified as super abundant.
Àwọn ọ̀gbìn ọ̀lẹ́ tó ní lọ́pọ̀lọ́pọ̀, àmì.
How do I know that?
Báwo ni mo ṣe mọ eléyìí?
Because I know that my God is the one who prepares the table.
Torí mo mọ̀ pé Ọlọ́run mi ni ẹni náà tó tẹ́ tábìlì.
Is the one who anoints head with oil.
Òun ni ẹni náà tí ó da òróró sí ni ní orí.
Is the one who can make cups run over.
Òun ni ẹni kan ṣo náà tó lè mú kí ago kún àkùnwọ́ sílẹ̀.
And it doesn't matter where you are at this very moment.
Àní kò wá níbi ṣe ibi tó wà lọ́wọ́lọ́wọ́ tá à ń sọ̀rọ̀ yìí.
An encounter with him.
Ìbápàdé pẹ̀lú rẹ̀.
Can change everything completely.
Ó lè yí ohun gbogbo padà láyìítán.
For example.
Fún àpẹẹrẹ.
Let us assume that right now you are in the hole, you are in the red.
Ẹjẹ́ àbójú wo wípé ìwọ wà nínú kòtò, ó wà lára àwọn ajígbèsè.
And when you read 2 Kings chapter 4.
Bó o bá ka ìkejì àwọn ọba orí kẹrin.
Verse 1-7.
Ẹsẹ̀ kìíní sí ìkeje.
2 Kings 4 verse 1-7.
Ìkejì àwọn ọba orí kẹrin ẹsẹ̀ kìíní sí ìkeje.
The Bible tells us about a woman who was heavily in debt.
Bíbélì sọ sí obìnrin kan búra tó wà nínú gbèsè gidigidi.
So heavily in debt that the creditors wanted to sell his sons.
Àní ó wà nínú gbèsè tó bẹ́ẹ̀ gẹ́ pé àwọn tó jẹ ní gbèsè. Wọ́n fẹ́ kó àwọn ọmọkùnrin rẹ̀ lọ ìta.
Then they were not going to sell the house.
Ìṣe pé wọ́n fẹ́ ta ilé làwọn wíyí o.
Because the house can't pay.
Torí pé ilé ò lè san gbèsè náà.
This one they wanted to sell not one son but two sons.
Eléyìí wọ́n fẹ́ tà kì í ṣe ọmọ kan ṣùgbọ́n ọmọkùnrin méjì.
That will tell you that the debt must be heavy.
Eléyìí láti sọ fún ọ pé gbèsè náà ó tó gbèsè ó tó gbangba sùn lọ́yẹ́ náà rí àwọn gbèsè.
But in a single day.
Ṣùgbọ́n ní ọjọ́ kan.
One single encounter with the God of Elisha.
Àní ìbápàdé kan pẹ̀lú Ọlọ́run ti Elisha.
This woman not only paid her debt.
Obìnrin ìdílé pọ̀ sọ gbèsè rẹ̀ nìkan.
She had enough to live on for the rest of her life.
Ó ní ànìkún àti ànìṣẹ́kù èyí tó gbé ní títí di òpin ayé rẹ̀.
That's why I'm decreeing this morning.
Ìdí rèé mo fi pa á ní àṣẹ lówùrọ̀ yìí.
That the everlasting arm.
Ìpè ọwọ́ ayérayé.
That is underneath.
Èyí tó gbé ní ìsàlẹ̀ ilẹ̀.
We pick up somebody today.
Yóò wọ ẹnìkan lówùrọ̀ yìí.
And translate you to super abundance in Jesus'
name.
You must have heard me share the testimony of a widow. The husband died, leaving her with 17 mouths to feed. And the husband was heavily indebted. Not to a bank in Nigeria, but to a bank in London.
Ọkùnrin yìí ṣe pé ó jẹ báǹkì tó wà lórílẹ̀-èdè wa lówó ṣùgbọ́n èyí tó ń bẹ nílùú ọba London.
And then she came to one of the programs.
Ó wá wá sí ìkan lára àwọn ètò ìjọsìn.
And the Almighty God spoke.
Ọlọ́run Olódùmarè sì fọ̀n.
He said that there's somebody who's going to have 3 major breakthroughs.
Ó ní ẹnìkan bẹ tí ó ní àlùyọ mẹ́ta gbòógì.
That the first one belonged to God.
Wípé ìyẹn àkọ́kọ́ tolúwa ní ṣe.
That the second one will be divided 50-50.
Wípé ìkejì a ó pin lọ́gbọ́gba.
And that the third one will be for her.
Wípé ìkẹta yóò sì jẹ́ tirẹ̀.
And she claimed it.
Òun wá gbà á mọ́ra.
And the first, within a month, she had the first breakthrough.
Láàárín oṣù, ó ní àlùyọ àkọ́kọ́.
And brought the money.
Ó kó owó náà wá.
But I knew her.
Mama,
I knew the situation she was in.
Ọmọ ipò tó wà tó ń là á kọjá.
So I said, no, I can't take this money.
Mo wá sọ pé ń da o, ìṣerú owó yìí mo fẹ́ gbà lọ́wọ́ rẹ̀.
It's not, how do you know you are the one God is talking to?
Báwo lo ṣe mọ̀ pé Ọlọ́run ni ẹni tí Ọlọ́run fẹ́ sọ̀rọ̀?
You need help now.
Ìwọ nílò ìrànwọ́ fi ṣe báyìí.
And she said, Daddy, do you want me to die in poverty?
Ó ní dádì ìṣe fẹ́ kí n kú sínú ipò òṣì àti àìní níbi.
God spoke through you.
Ọlọ́run gbẹnu yín sọ.
And I know he's talking to me.
Ìbísí mọ̀ pé mi gan ló bá wí.
Anyway, so I took the money.
Àgbà owó náà.
But I hid it, I didn't spend it.
Mo fi pamọ́ sí nìkan, n ò fìgbà kọfọ́ ọkàn láti ná.
And we wait until we have seen number 2 and number 3.
A dúró títí ìgbà tá a rí iṣẹ́ ìyanu àlùyọ kejì àti ìkẹta.
And God moved.
Ọlọ́run wá bọ́ sójú iṣẹ́.
Number 2 came.
Kejì wọlé.
And when number three was going to come,
nígbàtí ẹ̀kẹta yóò dé,
they wrote her from London.
Láti ìlú ọba ìlú Èbó ni wọ́n ti kọ̀wé sí.
That we made a mistake.
Wípé àṣìṣe làwọn ṣe o.
Your husband is not owing us, we are owing him.
Ọkọ rẹ ò jẹ́ wá lówó, àwa là ń jẹ́ lówó.
God went and changed the books in London.
Ọlọ́run ṣáájú lọ sí ìlú ọba láti gí àwọn ìwé náà padà.
They don't make that kind of mistakes over there.
Àwọn ìṣerú àṣìṣe báyìí ní ìlú ọba.
But when God wants to help you,
ṣùgbọ́n nígbàtí Ọlọ́run bá fẹ́ ràn ọ́ lọ́wọ́,
he can go any length.
O le lọ sí ibikíbi.
To solve your problem.
Láti yanjú kọ́sìtàn ìṣòro rẹ.
That lady today.
Obìnrin tá ń wí lónìí.
Is a director of one of the big banks in Nigeria.
Ó jẹ́ ọ̀gá pátápátá ní ọ̀kan lára àwọn iléeṣẹ́ owó ìfowópamọ́ ńlá ní.
From the hole of death.
Láti inú kòtò ìgbèsè.
God lifted her.
Ọlọ́run gbẹ́gà.
And placed her among the directors of a bank.
Ó sì fi sí àárín àwọn ọ̀gá pátápátá ilé
ìfowópamọ́. There is somebody here today.
Orí ẹnìkan bí lówùrọ̀ yìí.
Very soon.
Láìpẹ́ jọjọ ọjọ́.
Then I'm going to share another testimony. It will be your own. And then there are those people who do not have enough. They are not owing, but they don't have enough. And you know the story in 1 Kings chapter 17. Verse 8 to 16. 1 Kings 17. Verse 8 to 16.
It
is the story of the widow of
Zarephath.
She was not owing anybody. But she had only one meal left for her and her son to eat
and that.
So that when the man of God said, give me the food, he said, it's not enough for three. But when God intervened, not only was there enough food for the woman and the son and the prophet to eat, it was for the rest of their lives.
Wọ́n ìtọ́kù ọjọ́ ayé wọn gbogbo ni.
There is a God that I am serving.
Ọlọ́run kan bẹ ìdí èmi ń sin.
That I know somebody is going to have an encounter with today.
Bí mo mọ̀ pé ẹnìkan yóò ní ìbágbàdé pẹ̀lú rẹ̀ lónìí.
And from this moment.
Ṣé láti ìgbà yìí lọ.
Not enough will never be in your dictionary
again. Ó kò ní sí nínú ìwé ìbálẹ̀ rẹ mọ́ àmì.
Told you the story of a young man.
Mo ti sọ ìtàn ọ̀dọ́kùnrin kan fún wa.
When I was visiting. When I first became general overseer and I was visiting the churches. And I finished in the church. And I was standing waiting for the driver to bring the car. And I saw this man coming towards me. He was prostrating and coming up and coming down.
But in
as soon as he got to me, he dropped something in my pocket and began to run. I don't know this man who's been prostrating. I better check what he has thrown in my pocket. And when I brought it out, it was 50 kobo note.
Nígbàtí bàbá mú jáde, ó jẹ́ 50 kobo owó bébà tìgbà náà.
So I called him back.
Mo wá pè é padà.
What's the problem?
Kilode, kilode wahala re.
I heard the GO was coming.
Mo gbọ́ pé bàbá wa alábòjútó gbogbogbò ń bọ̀.
The representative of the Most High God of
God. Àní aṣojú ọ̀gá ògojù lọ.
What am I going to give him now?
Kí ni ojú wo wà fi fún wọn báyìí?
All I have is this 50 kobo.
Ohun gbogbo tóun ní ni 50 kobo yìí.
How do I give 50 kobo to the GO?
Báwo ni ìdílé wa nawọ́ mi fi 50 kobo lé alábòjútó gbogbogbò lọ́wọ́?
That's why I was begging you to forgive me even before I gave you the money.
Kì í rè mo fi ń bẹ̀ yìí tí mo kúrú tí mo ń ga pé ẹ foríjì mi kí n tó fowó náà bọ̀ yìí lápò.
And I told him.
Mo sì sọ fún.
I will spend this money myself.
Mo lébi ti ká lára mi ni wọ́n na owó yìí o.
And I blessed him.
Mo sì súre fún.
The next time I saw him.
Nígbà tí wọ́n tún rí.
He was the proprietor of a school.
Òun ni alága ilé ìwé kan.
How did it happen?
Báwo gan ló ṣe ṣe?
He was doing classes.
Ó ṣe kíláàsì.
For those children who want extra coaching.
Fún àwọn ọmọ tí wọ́n fẹ́ kọ́kọ́ ni lẹ́yìn ilé ẹ̀kọ́.
But from the day of the blessing.
Láti ọjọ́ tá a ti wúre fún yìí.
Everyone in his coaching class began to do extremely well.
Gbogbo àwọn ọmọ tó ń wá sí lesson rẹ̀ ni wọ́n ń ṣe àṣeyege àti àṣeyọrí tó ga.
A new spread.
Ìròyìn tàn ká.
You want your child to pass?
Mo fẹ́ kọ́ ọmọ rẹ ṣe àṣeyege bí.
Send him to so and so.
Mo lọ sí ọ̀dọ̀ alágbájá kó bá kọ́.
Very soon.
Láìpẹ́ jọjọ.
The class became too big for him alone to handle.
And he began to employ people. There's somebody here today. Not enough. We live your life forever in Jesus' name. And then there are those who have just enough. John chapter 6, verse 5 to 13. John 6, verse 5 to 13. Tells us the story of a boy who had enough food to feed him. 5 loaves of bread, 2 small fishes. Just enough food for a boy. But he surrendered it to God. And after God had used it to feed so many, there were 12 baskets left over.
I
have told you before, one of my sons asked me, 12 baskets of bread and fish, is it one basket for each apostle? I said, no way. 12 baskets of extra for the apostles to carry to the house of the boy. Because it is the one who gave, who will receive. It is where water is coming from that water will return to. There are some of us here today. We have enough to eat. We have enough to wear. We have a house, a room where we are living. We have just enough. But the Almighty God is going to step into our situation.
Amen.
And we will need 12 men to begin to carry our money to the bank. I remember very well when we were going to do the very first Congress. In 1976. And I needed money. Because it was the vision God gave me. We were doing it for the first time. And in my home, we had 2 cars. One for me, supposed to be for my wife. Lecturer in the university. Just enough. Salary is enough to spend.
Oh, sure, ya watona.
But not enough to do any other thing. So we sold one of the cars. The first car I ever bought. For the work of God. Today I'm not trekking. It is the driver who decides which vehicle to pick. There's somebody here today. Everything is just enough. When it is time to do the work of God, it's difficult for any extra to come. Before the end of this year, you will be talking about super abundance. And then there are those who have abundance. 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verse 6 to 12. 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verse 6 to 12. Solomon offered 1,000 burnt offerings. The one who can give 1,000 burnt offerings is not a poor man. But God still took him from there. He said, I can still take you a little higher.
What you see?
Abundant is good. But there is something higher than that. The Almighty God said, I will make you so rich there will be nobody like you before you. Or after you. I remember the story of one young man. He had 10 petrol stations. Anybody who has one petrol station is not a poor man. And one who has 10 in Nigeria definitely has abundance. And then
He was present in a place where I was doing Bible study. At the beginning of the year. And he just felt, I should give the man of God something. And he went into his briefcase. The only money he has there was dollars. $10,000. So he said, I'm going to give it to the man of God. So he brought it to me. And I took it from him. And I prayed like I normally pray. I said, thank you very much. God bless you. Next time will be more. He said, amen. Within 1 year, God stepped into a situation. The following January, when I went there to preach, his petrol station had increased from 10 to 110. There are some of you today who think you have abundance. Get ready for a surprise. I said, get ready for a surprise. So he came back and said, now I want to say thank you. And he said thank you in a big way. He bought 4 cars for our university. There is somebody here today. Before the end of this year, you will come to me and say, Daddy, what do you need for the university? Who am I talking to here? Let me hear you say amen, Lord. And then there are those who already have super abundance. And God says, I can even make it even more still. In 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 5. 2 Chronicles 7, verse 5. After God has blessed Solomon after the 1,000 burnt offering, he decided to give another offering to God. This time, 22,000 oxen. And 120,000 sheep. In other words, it's even difficult to begin to imagine what he was giving to God. God took him a step higher. God brought him to a level that only gold is what he wanted to see. Silver. Go and dump it in my backyard. So I'm not interested. I've made that pronouncement before. And it's coming to somebody here this morning. That the time is coming when your accountants bring in your money. You will tell them the bundles of 1,000 naira notes. Take that to my treasury. 500 naira notes. 100 naira notes.
50 naira.
I don't want to see. Don't bother me. Don't bother me with this one. Who am I talking to here? Let me hear you shout hallelujah. One thing you will see in all these 5 cases, that made God intervene like he did, is that the people concerned were willing to let go what they have so they can get what God has. God is a respecter of principles. Give and you shall be given. Stretch forth your own hand that you might receive something from
God.
The woman who was in debt surrendered the only bottle of oil that she had. The widow of Zarephath surrendered the only food that she had. The boy with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes surrendered it to
Jesus.
Solomon, who had abundance, knows very well that those who have gone before him, the maximum offering they had ever given is 7 burnt offerings. He said, I will exceed them. Not by 10, not by 100, but I will go all the way to 1,000. And after God brought him to superabundance, he gave an offering, 22,000 oxen and 120,000 sheep. Try and imagine, how long does it take to kill 22,000 cows? Not 1,000 cows now. 22,000 cows. And when they finish with that, how long does it take to kill 120,000 sheep? When I say somebody is going to have supernatural abundance, we're all saying amen. Provided we follow the principles of God. I know without any doubt that there's somebody here today that when you want to give your offering by the end of the year, we know that for 1 week they will still be counting your own offering. And they will be using counting machines. It's only those who are willing to say, God, everything I have is at your disposal. They are the one to whom God will say, son, daughter, everything I have is at your disposal. I know one young man. He was doing very well. Money was coming. And he was the one who started talking. I didn't ask him. He said, Daddy,
only Daddy,
don't let me deceive you. I can't pay all my tithes. It's too much money. I said, you are not to pay. Don't talk to me. Talk to him. It's not my money. Before you join the church, he has been taking care of his church. After you had gone, he will be taking care of his church. He said, I know that. If you know how much the tithe will be, I can't pay it all. And the tide turned. The same man became someone that even a pastor has to give him money before he can eat. You are dealing with the Almighty. He can pick you from the hole. Pick a beggar from the dunghill and lift him up until he's sitting with princes. He can pick up a prince.
O le fun omo ba omalade.
And turn him to a beggar.
Ko sasipo eni ti sagbe ko mo rin ka.
If you don't believe me, ask Nebuchadnezzar.
So ba gba mi gbo iwo bi oba Nebuchadnezzar ile re.
Thou prepare a table before me.
Iwo tata bi le oje sile gbo omo papo yo pe pade agbo le mu won pe e wa wo.
I said, I know you are hungry.
Mo ba pe bi pa yin.
Watch my child enjoy. Any crumb that falls from his table, you can pick it up. Because I'm going to make sure his cup is running over.
But
when you become too big for him,
he
can cut you to size. I know that there is someone here. No matter how much God prospers you, you will humble yourself. You will do His will. From the little you have, you will already be giving. When abundance comes, you will show Him.
Daddy,
I am your son. I am your daughter. Keep giving. Keep giving. And I will keep on returning to you. If you are that fellow, if you are the well, the one who will never become too big for God, stand on your feet. Let me hear you shout one big hallelujah. If you are here this morning and you have not yet surrendered your life to Jesus, you are wasting your time. Because as far as God is concerned, God is already great. He's great. Whether you give your life to Him or not, He's great. The only one who can suffer if you refuse to surrender your life to Him is you. So if you want to surrender your life to Jesus, hurry up now. Come quickly. And come and surrender to Him. The rest of us, let's lift our voice to the Almighty God. And say, Father, try me, try me. Try me with prosperity. And I will show you, Lord, that I am a good child. Try me, O Lord. Try me, O Lord. I will show you that I am a true child of the living God. Those of you who want to give your life to Jesus, come quickly. Because our time is fast. Try me, O Lord. And you will see that to have a child in Nigeria, that we do your will. Those of us who have come calling, Lord, save my soul. Have mercy on me. And I will serve you for the rest of my life. I will serve you for the rest of my life. I will serve you for the rest of my life. I will serve you for the rest of my life. I will serve you for the rest of my life. I will serve you for the rest of my life. Have mercy on me, O Lord. Save my soul. Forgive all my sins. And I will serve you all the days of my life. I will serve you. Forgive my sins, Lord. Cleanse me in your blood. And I will serve you for the rest of my life. I will serve you for the rest of my life. Oh, thank you, my Father. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. Try me, my Lord. Just see what I will do. See what kind of son I will be to you. Try me with major breakthroughs.
Pẹ̀lú àlùyọ ńlá gbòógì, alàjá tó tóbi.
And you will know you have at least one child in the world.
Ọmọ kò kéré tó ọlọ́mọ kan nínú ayé.
Who will do your will?
Yóò ṣe ìfẹ́ rẹ.
Do all your will.
Gbogbo ìfẹ́ rẹ.
Thank you, Father.
Ẹ ṣe bàbá.
In Jesus' mighty name we are praying.
Ní orúkọ ńlá Jésù ni a ti gbàdúrà.
Father, we want to thank you for this, your children.
Bàbá dúpẹ́ lọ́rẹ fún àwọn ọmọ rẹ wọ̀nyí.
That have come forward today.
Wọ́n ti jáde wá síwájú lónìí.
Save their souls, Lord.
Ẹgbẹ́ wáyé la.
Wipe away their sins.
Ẹ wẹ ẹṣẹ wọn kúrò.
Wash them clean with your blood.
Ẹ fi ẹ̀jẹ̀ yín wẹ̀ wọ́n mọ́.
Let them become brand new Christians, O Lord.
Ìwọ́n di Kristẹni ọ̀tun, Olúwa.
Write their names in the book of life.
Ẹ kọ́rúkọ sínú ìwé ìyẹ.
And the grace for them to serve you all the days of their life.
Orí ọ̀fẹ́ fún wọn láti sìn ní gbogbo ọjọ́ ayé wọn.
Give to them today, Lord.
Ẹbí fún wọn lónìí, Olúwa.
In Jesus' mighty name we are praying.
Ní orúkọ ńlá Jésù ni a ti gbàdúrà.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Father, we want to say thank you once again.
Bàbá wa sọ pé ṣe lẹ́ẹ̀kan sí.
Because you are the one who can prepare a table before us.
Orí ẹni ẹnìkan náà tó lè tẹ́ tábìlì sílẹ̀ níwájú wa.
In the presence of our enemy.
Ní ojú àwọn ọ̀tá wa.
Today.
Lónìí.
All these your children.
Gbogbo àwọn ọmọ rẹ wọ̀nyí.
Prepare a table before them.
Tẹ́ tábìlì níwájú wọn, àmì.
Paralyze their enemies.
Yóò ká wọn lọ.
Anoint their heads. Let that anointing destroy every yoke in their life. The yokes of poverty, of sickness, of bondage, of sorrow, of failure, of defeat, of barrenness. Destroy the yokes. This morning, Lord, we lift our cups to you. Fill them to overflowing. With joy. With blessings. With victory. With testimony. With favor. With breakthrough. With miracle, with sign, with wonder, with testimony, fill our cups overflowing. Bless the offerings of your children. Sanctify it. Use it for your glory. Very, very soon. Let your children begin to swim in abundance. Thank you, my Father. Because I know you have heard our prayers. And I know the result will come quickly. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying.